بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. We have been discussing the first few opening ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has listed a number of characteristics and qualities of the muttaqeen. Now we move on to another ayah which also speaks of certain qualities and attributes of the muttaqeen. And in fact this ayah is elaborating what was mentioned in the first few ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah. We look at ayah number 177 of Surah Baqarah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَيْسَ الْبِرُّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبَلَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of birr. At the end of this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He enumerates and He mentions certain qualities and characteristics. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ. Those who have developed these attributes and qualities, they are al-muttaqeen. They are from those who have developed the quality of taqwa. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what is birr? Birr is a word which combines in itself all acts of righteousness and obedience. So it's like an umbrella word. And under this word of al-birr, every form of righteousness and piety and every act of obedience is included in this word al-birr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what is birr? Birr, of course, is a quality and an attribute that the muttaqeen have developed. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains to us what the word al-birr means. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, number one, man amana billah, man amana billah. Now in Surah Al-Baqarah, the very same chapter, but earlier on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He spoke of the first characteristic and quality of the muttaqeen, what did He say? Yu'minuna bil-ghayb. He just said al-ghayb. Now, sometimes you'd like to know what does al-ghayb cover? The term al-ghayb. What is included in al-ghayb? We translated al-ghayb as the unseen. Over here, Allah unpacks that for us. What exactly is al-ghayb? When I say that the muttaqeen believe in al-ghayb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, now, what does al-ghayb mean? Man amana billah, iman in Allah. Number one, that is of al-ghayb. We cannot see Allah. We cannot see Allah, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beyond our vision, beyond our imagination, beyond our capacity to think of Allah azza wa jal. And that's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith, لا تفكروا في الله. Don't try and think of the being of Allah. Allah's being is beyond your wildest imagination and beyond your ability and your capacity of perception. Allah is beyond that. So don't ever try and picture and visualize and think of the being of Allah. وَلَكِن تَفَكَّرُوا فِي خَلْقِ اللَّهِ. But ponder and think over the creation of Allah, that will lead you to Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, now unpacking the word al-ghayb for us. The first aspect of al-ghayb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they have iman in Allah. Allah is the proper name of Allah. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Malik, Wahhab, Razzaq, Fatah, all those are the attributes of Allah. Allah's proper name is Allah. That is the proper name, the alam, we call it in Arabic. The alam, the proper name of Allah Azza wa Jal. Like a person, he has a proper name, you call him by his name Muhammad, or you call him by his name Zaid, or you call him by his name Ahmad, and then he has attributes and he has certain qualities. So Allah's proper name is the word Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, al-birr, and unpacking the word al-ghayb for us is to believe in Allah wal-yawm al-akhir, and the last day. We spoke of akhirah in our session last night. Al-yawm al-akhir refers to the day of qiyamah. They firmly believe in that occurrence that will take place, which is the last day when we will be resurrected from our graves. literally resurrected from our graves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says elsewhere in the Quran, لَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا فُرَادًا كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. Allah says, every one of you will come to us فُرَادًا individually, one by one you will come before us. As we created you when you first came into this world. What does that mean? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained. What does it mean that we are going to stand before Allah, or we are going to emerge from our graves? As we came into this world, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Hufatan, Uratan, Ghurla, bare feet. Every one of us, we will be barefooted, Uratan, unclothed, Ghurla, uncircumcised. The way you came into this world, when your mother gave birth to you, your grave will give birth to you. And that is how you will rise up from your grave and stand before Allah Azza wa Jal. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, when she heard this, she says, Ya Rasulullah, unclothed, will people then not stare at one another's private organs? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the scene on the day of Qiyamah will be such a worrisome a moment that people, that will be the last thing on their minds, to look at each other and stare at each other. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so al-yawm al-akhir, they have the iman in Allah, and al-yawm al-akhir, the last day, which is of the unseen, they believe in that. What else? What else does the word al-ghayb cover? Allah says, al-malaika, wal-malaika, and they believe in the malaika of Allah. They believe in this creation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought into existence. The malaika that have been created from nur, they have been created from light. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the malaika, لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم. They do not disobey Allah. They never go against the commandments of Allah. ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. And they do exactly as how they are commanded. And you and I have an opportunity every Ramadan to have a special encounter with the malaika, and that is on Laylatul Qadr, the night of Qadr. Allah says about the night of Qadr, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ, all the angels come down, وَالرُّوح and Jibreel, the archangel Jibreel alayhi salam, he comes down on that night as well, in order to meet the believers, and they come to every believer they find engaged in ibadah, they come to that believer, they embrace him, and they shake his hands, and they sit beside him, and they say Ameen to the dua that he makes. It's such a special moment, and such a special encounter that we are given the opportunity, and that is our encounter and meeting with the malaika on Laylatul Qadr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.